Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Hope Dealer. I was recording my radio show this morning and we were talking about setting goals and, you know, the new year is coming up and how we like to set resolutions and we're giving out statistics on the radio. And it's something that I left with really thinking about and wanting to share on this podcast because resolutions are a great thing. But you know what's even better than a resolution? Starting now. Not waiting till January to start what it is that's on your mind. And look, if you want to give yourself another month, you want to get through the holidays before you start dieting or whatever that situation is, that is fine. But it's better to just ease your way into something than to just do a hard stop, because I think that's when we relapse or we fall off. And so I wanted to talk about that and give you some tips and some insight on some helpful ways that maybe you can start easing in, whether it's to these New Year's resolutions or their goals that you've been having, and just kind of to get the ball rolling. So one of the things that I always say is when you are trying to diet or change your lifestyle, try not to go in like January 1st, I'm going to stop alcohol, stop bread, stop tortillas, stop this, stop candy, stop chocolate, stop sugar, stop, you know, you are gonna go nuts. And it's going to be very, very difficult. I'm not saying it's impossible. And I'm not saying you can't do it, because your willpower might be stronger than my willpower. but I would say start now. Like if you want to start doing that, okay, this week you're not going to do any alcohol. Next week you can start eliminating some sugars. Next week you can, you know, and just kind of start getting the ball rolling. Or another way to do it is to say, okay, Monday through Friday, I'm going to eat as clean as possible. And on the weekends, I'll allow myself to kind of indulge a little bit more. I think everything is good in moderation and everything's good in a balance. I think you can even like, okay, so I'll give you an example. Right now, what I'm doing is high protein, low carbs. So I try to, in the mornings, have my toast or have the carby stuff, have my potatoes. And then in the afternoon, I do a salad with chicken, a salad with shrimp, soup and salad, something like that. And then for dinner, I like to do like chicken and veggies, a turkey bowl, salmon and veggies, you know, things like that, that is like a high protein. I love doing tuna wraps. So I try to allow myself to still have those carbs, but if I do them in the morning, I know I have all day to kind of allow my body to soak them in. And now I'm not a nutritionist, okay? So I don't even really know. I go based on what I know feels good for my body and what it can digest and what it actually gives me energy and how my body works at its best. Yours might be different. There are times that I do 30 days no alcohol, and I do that mainly obviously for health reasons, but for discipline, for my mindset. And so I've noticed the last 2 years, my resolution has always just been discipline, just being more disciplined. And I set down certain things. Like if you follow my Instagram page, it is I am Ari Rose, for those of you that might listen to my podcast but not know how to find me. It's I am Ari Rose, A-R-I-E. I talk a lot about discipline, and I talk about, you know, water, tea, read 15 minutes a day, all this stuff. And so it's more about the discipline on my mindset than anything, because it's not that I have to drink every single day. It's not that, you know, I have to have a glass of wine before bed or so forth. It's more of being in Los Angeles, there's a lot of events and there's a lot of social drinking that happens. And if you're not from Los Angeles, let me tell you, these events, it's always open bar. And so you go in there and people are mingling and people are networking and it's open bar. So everyone says like, oh yeah, we walk in. Oh, you want to go to the bar and grab a drink? Sure. You go to the bar and grab a drink. Next thing you know, you're walking around with one, and you might have that second one, you might not. But my mindset is like, let me not have anything at all. Let me say no. And I think it's important for us to practice forming your mouth to say no. It's great for discipline. It's great for boundaries. It shows respect for yourself. So anyways, I'm going on a rant. I'm going on this tangent because I want you to know how important it is to set these small goals, to set yourself up to win. But most importantly, it's about setting goals in attainable ways. I don't want to see people set themselves up these huge resolutions and then they feel like they fail 2 weeks in and give up, right? It's almost like the, you know, you go to the gym on January 1st and listen, I love the fact that everybody is so ready to hit the ground running January 1st and everybody is working out and everybody's ready to get healthy and everyone's ready to take their fitness and their health to a whole new level and really be dedicated and disciplined. But we all know come January 14th, it's back to the usual suspects that have always been there. And nothing wrong with that, but I want to give you guys tools. I want you to start today. I don't want your lifestyle changes. I don't want your health to only matter after January 1st. Let's start making it matter today. Let's start making reading and knowledge a priority today. Let's start upping our water intake today. Let's start going from 2-3 cups of coffee to 1 coffee a day. Let's go from spending $10 every single morning at Starbucks to 1 on Saturday so that we can save $60 a week. Now you have $250 a month. Now in 12 months, you're going to have, you know, X amount of dollars. I can't do the math on the top of my head. You know, you're $3,000 to the side so you can take that vacation that you've been wanting to take to Japan. Let's start doing that now. Let's start writing things down. Let's make these wins small. I believe that the biggest wins happen in the smallest details. And it's so important to give yourself grace as you do this. And look, if you do a 30-day no drinking thing, and on day 8 you have a glass of wine, don't get pissed off or upset. You haven't failed. Don't be upset that you had this glass of wine. Be proud that you said no for 8 days. Have your glass of wine if you really want it. Have it if you're celebrating your mother's birthday. Have it if it's your anniversary with your partner and you want to go out to a nice restaurant, enjoy a nice glass of wine. But the next day, get right back on the wagon again and keep it rolling for as long as you can. I have a friend who decided November was going to be this month for her of no alcohol, okay? She owns this business, and as you know, any business right now during the holidays in November, it's Black Friday sales, Cyber Monday, all this stuff, right, that we're going through. Today's actually Cyber Monday. And being in a business owner, you need to be so focused, have your marketing ready, have everything in order, have, you know, your stock in order, have your shipping ready to go, etc. It's a big month for businesses. And so she said, I'm going to do no alcohol. And she drinks maybe like 1 glass of wine during the week. And then, you know, on the weekend socially, like brunch and stuff like that. But she notices when she does have these drinks on the weekend, she wakes up a little sluggish, or she tends to sleep in, or she's just, you know, a little foggy on the mind. Like it's, you know, she just doesn't have that clear thinking. And so she stuck to it. I mean, we're towards the end of November, and she says, Ari, I feel so amazing. I see opportunities coming. I think clearer than I've ever felt before. I feel like I'm powerful and I can say no to things, like anything that comes my way. I have a clear mind. I can totally see my goals and I see how I'm achieving them. And she says, and to be honest, at the end of the month or come December 1st, I don't think I want to even have a glass of wine. I'm going to keep it rolling. I'm going to keep it pushing. And I think that's a beautiful thing because she allowed herself, she put herself through the test. She challenged herself. She now has realized what this discipline means for her. It's a newfound habit that she created that has empowered her, that has raised her energy. It has raised her vibration. And had she not set these small goals and become disciplined and learned how to say no, she wouldn't know what it's like to come to the end of November and feel like a whole new person. And so I want us all to feel that. I want us all to embrace that. I want us all to challenge ourselves for that. When I do my 30-day hardcore resets, it's not because I want to lose 5 pounds. It's not because I want to save $100. It's because I want to overall be a better person. Overall, I want to live a healthy lifestyle mentally, spiritually, physically. I want to be a better friend. I want to be a better girlfriend to my boyfriend. I want to be a better daughter to my parents. I want to be a better sister to my sister. I want to be a better mother to my daughter. I mean, the list goes on. And I can't become better. You can't become better for the people that you love if you don't invest in yourself. Let's not cheat ourselves. Let's not wait till December 1st and then go hardcore and then we fall off and then we give up and come January 15th, we're back to where we were. Let's start implementing change today. Let's start planning and jotting things down. You need a week to get things in order? Fine. But let's start writing down these goals. Let's start figuring out how we are going to improve in the next 12 months so that next year when we have this conversation again, you can look back and say, wow, I really did that. Anyways, guys, happy Monday. I hope this got your wheels turning in your mind. I hope this has motivated you and inspired you in a sense to want to become better, to make that small change. You don't have to change every single aspect. You don't have to challenge everything 100%, you know, all at once. Start with one thing. What is the one thing you want to work on? Tackle that. You know, if it's hard for you because, you know, you're not really great with discipline yet, start with a thing that's the easiest this week and then move on to something a little more next week and something a little harder next week. If you struggle with, you know, quitting smoking, or you struggle with getting in the gym, or you struggle with less carbs, or you struggle with, you know, cutting back on the sweets and the desserts, if that's hard for you because you're not used to this discipline, then why don't we start by saying, let me just start implementing more water. Let me start only having a Coca-Cola at dinner and not for breakfast and lunch. Like, be honest with yourself, be real with yourself, but set yourself up these goals so that you can start winning. And most importantly, so you can start feeling what it's like when you win. I hope you all have an amazing week. I love you so much. God bless. Until next time.